This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root is with you. By the way, the sponsor of this hour is the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, my new book that is all about canceling cancel culture. Everybody out there wants to cancel culture, so I came up with an idea that, you know, allows you to actually do it. My book not only teaches you the civil disobedience strategy of Dr. Martin Luther King with strikes and boycotts and protests and intimidation and other forms of civil, peaceful disobedience, never violence. But I also list 120 of the biggest companies in America and the phone numbers and the emails and the social media sites of all of these companies and their CEOs and their board of directors. And therefore, you can go attack. It's all in the book. It's like a protest movement in a book for conservatives and Christians and patriots and Trump voters. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Target. A lot of people always say to me, oh, I hate that you say get it at Amazon. Let me tell you something. It's a number one bestseller in 20 categories at Amazon. So obviously lots of conservatives buy it at Amazon. And more books are sold at Amazon than everywhere else combined. So you got to sell it at Amazon. There's no choice. That's where books are sold. Just buy conservative books and don't buy anything else if you hate Amazon. That'll get the point across. So, I love Ron DeSantis of Florida. That much is not a big secret. And he dubbed the Biden administration today the Brandon administration. Cheers of Let's Go Brandon erupted after DeSantis made the joke, we'll speak in an election integrity press conference in Palm Beach. And so he called it the Brandon administration. I love that. We all know what Brandon means, right? It means F Joe Biden, so it's the F Joe Biden administration. Of course, Let's Go Brandon, that phrase took the country by storm after an NBC reporter used the phrase to describe a NASCAR crowd that was chanting F Joe Biden, and she thought they were chanting Let's Go Brandon, or more likely she was told by her handlers that she had to make believe they were chanting Let's Go Brandon. I would say that's much more likely. So here's the madness of the Democrat Party. Madness. Pure madness. After what happened last night, if you're with me in the first hour, you know that it was a massive Republican landslide all over the country. And the word landslide is a funny word because I'm using it to denote we won everything. But we didn't win everything by a large margin. We won everything by a tight margin. But nonetheless, Republicans won everything. We swept everything you could sweep in Virginia, everything you could sweep in Nassau County, Long Island. We won in New Jersey. It looks like we won against the president of the state Senate with a unknown broke truck driver who spent $153 to run against the president of the New Jersey Senate since 2010, which makes him probably the most powerful man in the state of New Jersey other than the governor. And God knows what he spent, $1 million to retain his seat. And the other guy looks like he beat him with $153 spent, and he never campaigned. We won in Massachusetts with a guy who was fired from his job as a teacher because he attended the January 6th protest event at D.C. They fired him because he was there. Nobody said he went in the building. He was just there. And they fired him. But now he got elected to the school board. So, I mean, these things are happening, or did happen, all over the country last night. And Democrats have lost their minds over it. And you would think, based on that, they would back down. You would think. Let me first tell you, before I tell you about what Biden's up to, let me tell you about some other big victories. Minneapolis voters rejected the measure to replace the police department. The measure asked voters if they favored amending the city's charter to replace the Minneapolis Police Department with the Department of Public Safety. And voters rejected that unprecedented move to dismantle the police department and defund the police department by a 57-44 margin. It only needed 51% of voter approval to pass. It got 44% voter approval. So the people supported the police, and you've got to assume that those people included plenty of black people. All over America, I've seen polls when you ask black people, do you want to defund the police? Black people say, are you freaking kidding? Hell no. Black people don't want to defund the police. It's all the rich white liberals who live in Scarsdale and Gray Neck and Beverly Hills, you know, San Francisco. They want to defund the police because they're in rich neighborhoods and they don't have any crime. So they don't care. Oh, that's going to change soon, believe me. You know, I live in a rich neighborhood called Summerlin, which is the Beverly Hills, by far the Beverly Hills of Las Vegas. And Summerlin is being beset by murders and burglary and carjackings. We have so many burglaries going on right now in Summerlin. It's over the top. So believe me, if you're a rich white liberal who lives in Beverly Hills or Great Neck or Scarsdale or wherever you live, Georgetown in Washington, D.C., believe me, crime is coming to you. Crime is spreading everywhere in this country. As criminals realize that there are liberal DAs backed by George Soros who will let you out. No matter what you do other than murder, they will let you out with a ticket or they'll let you out on no bail. So in any case, Minneapolis, another example of the liberals going down to defeat. And then in Texas, there was another big win. Republicans flipped a Texas House seat in a district where Biden won by 14 points just a year ago. A year ago. Well, most of the nation was on Republican victories across Virginia and New Jersey and New York, Long Island, New York. One Texas special election is another sign that Democrats could be in trouble nationwide. Republican John Lujan defeated Democrat Frank Ramirez 51-49%. So again, there's no landslides here. It's close. But when you win everything, it's a landslide. We won everything to take a Texas House District 118 race. The seat was held by a Democrat who resigned earlier in the year. The victory is sure to have a resounding effect because District 118, the southern portion of San Antonio, was won by Biden by 14 points. I mean, you've got to assume that it's a majority Hispanic district in the southern portion of San Antonio, all Democrat, and Biden wins by 14 points. Hispanics are turning historically. I mean, this is historic. They're turning to the Republican Party. Huge. Huge, 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 huge. And I'm not done yet. I find this one to be maybe even more miraculous than the truck driver who spent $153. Although, if he does wind up winning, and he's a truck driver, and he spent $153 mostly on Dunkin' Donuts for his volunteer staffers, if he winds up winning, that's got to be the biggest upset in the history of American politics. Because that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. But the idea that you were at the January 6th Capitol protest and you were forced to resign as a teacher, and now you come back and you run for school board and you win in Massachusetts. So he resigned in February after working at the school for approximately 10 years, forced to resign because photos surfaced of him at the January 6th event. Lynch accused those who shared the picture of slandering me as a domestic terrorist. He called the group a digital lynch mob who decided they would take justice into their own hands. Lynch said the FBI visited him, and it stemmed from tips called in after the FBI phone number was shared in community Facebook groups. In his resignation letter to the school, Lynch wrote about how his military experience has left him concerned about the direction of our nation. And he then ran for the school board and won. He told the Patriot Ledger newspaper he's looking forward to getting decision-making back with parents and away from the state when it comes to schools. Great job. Great job. Let me make sure I have his name. Matthew Lynch, 35 years old, former teacher at Braintree High School. I don't know what city in Massachusetts that is, but I guess it's probably a city called Braintree, I would guess. Why else would your high school be called Braintree? Unless it's in the town of Braintree. There we go. So here's a guy that has to resign in disgrace in a liberal state like Massachusetts because he was actually at the Trump event. And he's now on the board, school board. Republicans also flipped the mayoral seat in Rochester, New Hampshire, a city that voted Democrat since 2005. The Buffalo mayor declares victory in a writing campaign against an AOC-backed socialist. So this was not a Republican win, but it was a win for moderation. In Buffalo, a guy supported by AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, wins the Democrat primary against the incumbent mayor, who's black, by the way. And the incumbent mayor decides to run as a write-in candidate, and he beats the socialist. So he's a Democrat, too, but he's not a completely insane one like AOC. And he runs as a moderate against a radical socialist, and he wins a write-in campaign. I mean, that's amazing. You know, rarely that happens. Very rare. When we get back, there's going to be a debate between Joy Reid of MSNBC. All these MSNBC hosts are so depressed after last night. But she's going to be in a debate with the new Virginia Lieutenant Governor-elect Winsome Sears. And I think that'll be an interesting debate. Biden responds to people who don't like that he's paying $450,000 to each illegal immigrant separated from family. And I'll deliver you more stories about Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi, who are both saying everything that we wanted is still 100% gung-ho. We're moving forward. We're going to look for all the same things. We're actually going to add spending. We're going to add back spending. We don't care what happened last night. They're mad men and mad women, and they're going to go down to defeat after defeat after defeat. America says thumbs down to radicals.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the veteran and wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America We love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Sons of Liberty is the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty. And it's a new product from Sons of Liberty, because I'm always talking about their CBD product. Because, of course, I'm a workout maniac, and when I'm working on my health and fitness, I need to take CBD, rub in CBD to all the areas that might be painful, and it's done miracles for me, right? In the last 8 months, 9 months since they started advertising, I have no more pain. When I say no more, I don't mean not a little, I mean none. I've never had a single ache or pain again from working out when I use their CBD products, but now they've got a new product. Vitamin D is known as the sunshine vitamin. And how do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Well, the answer is most people don't. Now, this is where it gets really interesting. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. You heard me, spray vitamin. 5 sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3, and it's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. I heard a doctor say, we don't actually have a cold and flu season, we have a vitamin D3 deficiency season. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with a great tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. And for my listeners, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off your new vitamin D3 spray. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. So something strange is happening in hospitals all across America. I don't think it's strange because I knew it was coming, and I've been telling all of you, people are getting so sick and they've gotten the vaccine, and I guarantee you that's why emergency rooms are filled to overflowing all over America, and no one can explain what's happening because none of them have COVID. You know, it used to be all this BS. The ER and the ICU are filled with COVID patients. And that was always a bit of a scam because, you know, you're talking about a city of 2 million and someone's IR has 100 beds. Okay, so 100 people have COVID in a city of 2 million. That means we should all be locked in our home and wear masks the rest of our life and vaccinate us ourselves with a poisonous jab that may kill us. That has no proven effect. But it's even worse now because they're not filled with COVID. The beds are filled and the hallways are filled. People are sitting and laying in the hallways on the floor because there aren't enough beds. And none of them have COVID. These are not COVID cases. Okay? These are just emergency rooms overflowing with sick people. And so nobody can explain why our emergency rooms packed, and in many cases we're seeing seriously ill patients being cared for in the hallways because all the ER rooms are already filled. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. The following comes from an article entitled, ERs are swamped with seriously ill patients, although many don't have COVID. Inside the emergency department at Sparrow Hospital in Lansing, Michigan, staff members are struggling to care for patients showing up much sicker than they've ever seen. Tiffany Dusang, the ER's nursing director, practically vibrates with pent-up anxiety, looking at patients lying in a long line of stretchers pushed against the walls of the hospital hallways. It's hard to watch, but there's nothing she can do. The ER's 72 rooms are already filled. Can anyone explain what's happening? If the number of COVID cases is starting to spike, that would make sense. But the COVID cases are the lowest they've been in 2 months, and these people don't have COVID. They're just all really sick. And they're coming in. Guess what they're claiming? Respiratory problems, blood clots, heart conditions, abdominal pain. Guess what those are? That's what happens when you get sick from the COVID vaccine. Ask the VAERS report. That's what people complain about. And especially heart conditions. Why are so many people dropping dead of sudden cardiac incidents? Why is a high school soccer manager greatly enjoying his team's championship victory and later that evening dead? Student Blake Barklage's high school mourning his untimely death. This kid died of a sudden cardiac incident Saturday night, a teenager at LaSalle College High School in Montgomery College, Pennsylvania. How about an otherwise healthy 12-year-old boy suddenly died because of an issue with his coronary artery? Folks, the Barcelona striker Sergio Aguero collapsed during a match with cardiac arrhythmia. They all have something in common. They're vaccinated. It causes heart attacks, heart inflammation, strokes, blood clots, and hospitals are full.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is applauding final approval of COVID Pfizer vaccines for children ages 5 through 11.
Today is a great day for American parents and American families and American children. We've taken a giant step forward to further accelerate our path out of this pandemic.
Speaking at the White House, Biden calling this a time of relief for parents across the United States. Biden saying his administration is well prepared for the launch of vaccines for young kids. He noted that 28 million children are eligible for vaccines. Republicans are blocking another Democratic voting rights bill in the Senate. A motion to move the bill forward failed to hit a 60-vote threshold in a tightly divided Senate. The latest voting rights bill is named after the late congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
You want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Can you hear the difference between now and when the show... or so, or hour and a half... since the show began. It's getting stronger by the minute. Oh, man, that is great news. I'm reaching for my pipes here, and they're actually working. I'm feeling it come out strong. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. And the results are people lose fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, look and feel years younger. How do I know? Because I did it. I got on the program last December, and in 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body visceral fat. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle and 7 pounds of hydration. I looked and felt great. And I've looked and felt great ever since. And I haven't gained any of it back again. None of it. And everywhere I go, people comment on how great I look. And I just love it. Because I look better now at the age of 60 than I did when I was 50. So I found the fountain of youth. Thank you, Energized Health. Don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Or just cut to the chase and join right now because you know you want to. You want to lose the fat that Wayne Root did. Even though I was never fat a day in my life, I lost inner body fat. It was not weight on the scale. It was just inner body fat that hangs around your organs. And that's dangerous visceral fat. And so cut to the chase and join right now. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off by mentioning WAR. The phone number toll-free, 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Or go to energizedhealth.com. All right, we've got our guest. Good day of guests. Alex Jones earlier today. Steve Hilton right now. President Trump a couple days ago. Great job by Andrew Paul, our executive producer and booker of guests. Steve Hilton is the host of Fox News Channel's The Next Revolution. Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. Hosts the podcast California Rebel Base. And he's been on the show multiple times. I always ask for him back. He's a fantastic guest. Hey, Steve, you're on with Wayne on the Root. How are you?
I'm great. Good to be with you.
So last night was a good night for guys like you and me. I love to see Republican conservative Trumpers win elections. And I think last night was a massive victory, although I do see Democrats are clawing back with their usual mail-in ballot tricks in New Jersey. Virginia, for some reason, they're probably going to have to fire the head of elections. In Virginia, they couldn't claw back anything. We won everything. But in New Jersey, it now looks like Phil Murphy is reelected as governor. And it looks like the guy who we thought had won by spending $153, an unknown broke truck driver almost beat the president of the state senate. But it now looks like the president of the state senate, his last name is Sweeney, and he has fought back, and he's ahead by a couple thousand votes. So he's close to being declared the winner. So we didn't win everything we thought we'd win, but we had a great night in Long Island, New York, and a great night in Virginia, and a great night with several other races all around the country. So I think really good news last night.
Yeah, and you know what I'm interested in is not just the results themselves being really good and encouraging news for Republicans. Actually, the reaction of the Democrats is in a way even more encouraging, because what have they taken? If you watch what they're all saying last night and today, they're not saying, oh, hang on a second, maybe we went a bit too far with this critical race theory stuff. Maybe we've been a bit too subservient to the teacher unions and we better kind of dial that back. No, they're going in exactly the opposite direction. You've got people like Julian Castro on TV saying, you know, the problem is our candidate was too moderate. We need someone who's more left-wing. They're saying, now, critical race theory is like it's not real. We're going to keep going with it. They're accusing parents who want to get involved in their kids' education. Parents' rights is now racism. They're going to keep going in this insane, divisive, racist, woke direction. And actually, that's good news for Republicans because people hate that stuff. And that's what I think is so interesting from last night. And one last thing I'd say just before you jump back in is I was watching those speeches last night, when particularly Glenn Youngkin, and when he was on. And when it was just so inspiring.
Oh, yeah, Lieutenant Governor Winsome, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she and both of them, I found it, the word that came to my mind was just, it's so refreshing to see people, honestly, politicians elected who are proud of America and proud to say so. And they're positive. And we've got so sick, haven't we, over these last, you know, with the Democrats being in charge, with this constantly demeaning and denigrating America. Everything's so negative, and racism, the world's going to end, climate change. It's like constant negativity. And you just saw a couple of people up on the stage. They just won an election. They were super positive. They want to get things done, practical things to help people in their daily life. It was really refreshing.
Yeah, and, you know, I just laugh at the whole racist thing. You know, when I see a black woman was elected the first black female lieutenant governor in the history of Virginia, all I do is smile from ear to ear. I'm beaming. I think it's wonderful that she's black woman and Republican. She's a conservative. She's not for critical race theory. I love her. She's refreshing. It's great. How could you be racist when you smile from ear to ear over a black woman getting elected? There's nothing racist about any of us. I just don't like people, not because they're black, not because they're Hispanic. I don't like them because they're liberal or they're communist. It has nothing to do with the color of their skin. Zero. Matter of fact, if it had to do with the color of their skin, I guess you'd say I'm anti-Jewish. I happen to be Jewish, Steve, but I must be anti-Jewish because almost every Jewish politician is a Democrat, and I can't stand any of them. Does that mean I hate Jews? No. I just don't like liberals. I don't care if they're Jewish, black, Hispanic. If they're liberal, if they're progressive, if they're socialist, if they're communist, I can't stand them and I can't stand their views. But it's got nothing to do with them being Jewish or black. It's ridiculous.
Exactly. You see, funnily enough, I said something very similar on my show on Sunday night. I did a piece about this, about we're just not going to take any more lectures from these Democrats on any of these. They constantly go about racism and how they're compassionate and they're, you know, one thing after another. They have no place on the moral high ground. If you want to look, if you want to actually see racism in this country, the real systemic racism they keep talking about, it's actually the school system in the parts of the country run by Democrats and the teacher unions, where black kids, Latino kids, are years and years behind in achievement because of the disastrous state of the public schools run by the Democrats and the teacher unions. You know, everywhere you look where they're in charge, the people they claim to speak for are actually suffering the most from their policies. So I'm just fed up with hearing these lectures. It's time to stand up to them and say, no, actually, we are the party that has policies that deliver equal opportunity for every American, regardless of race. You're the ones that actually keep black people, keep Latino people, keep Asian Americans down because you want them as victims so that you can come in with your government programs to try and help them out. That's exactly the mentality that we've got to fight back against. And I think last night showed that so clearly, that people are just not buying this total BS about how, you know, standing up for parents' rights to get involved in their kids' education is somehow racist. That is so offensive. I've spent a big part of my professional life working to advance the ideas of school choice and putting power in parents' hands. And for these Democrats to turn around and say, that's racist. What are the other things? Oh, it's the culture war. It's not the culture war to try and get a good education for your child. It's so insulting and ridiculous.
No question. And by the way, I've spent a good portion of my life. First of all, my kids were all homeschooled, Steve. I have four kids, and I probably have one of the greatest homeschool stories in the history of America because my oldest daughter was homeschooled her whole life, and the first classroom she was ever in her entire life was as a freshman at Harvard University. I don't think too many people could ever say that.
Wow.
It's an amazing story. And she graduated.
That's amazing.
She graduated top of her class, then got her PhD, excuse me, her master's degree at the University of Hamburg in Germany and learned fluent German, and then she's in the process now. She'll finish up in about a month. She'll be Dr. Dakota Root, and she'll get her PhD in cybersecurity at the probably the best university in Europe in Paris, France. And now she speaks fluent French, and she's engaged to a French guy. So, you know, I've got an incredible diverse family.
Can you come and teach my kids?
It's a really good thing. I don't get credit. My ex-wife gets the credit. She was the one that oversaw all the homeschooling and said from day one, Don't let our kids anywhere near public school teachers. So she did a good job.
Amazing.
But I wanted to get your insight into a column I just wrote that I'm going to put out tomorrow. It's not even out yet, but it's an overview of what I think happened last night. And I title it, It's the Parents, Stupid. The Parents of America Declare War on Biden and the Democrat Party. My belief is, recently as 2 weeks ago, Steve, even with all the bad things going on under Biden, you know, Biden's a moron, Biden has dementia, Biden and Afghanistan, Biden and the open borders, despite all of that, most polls still showed we were going to lose badly in New Jersey and badly in Virginia. But something changed 2 weeks ago. It was Terry McAuliffe saying, parents don't have a right to figure out what's going on with their own kids in school. They have nothing to do with teaching their own kids. And the problem can be solved by firing white teachers and hiring black teachers. And I think all of that combined with, Merrick Garland, the attorney general, saying that parents are white extremists and domestic terrorists and the FBI should arrest them at PTA meetings. Parents are pissed. And I think they came out like screaming banshees in New Jersey and in Virginia and Long Island, New York. And they voted for Republicans because they realize Democrats are masking your children, vaccinating your children. It's terrible what Democrats do to our children.
Exactly right. You absolutely are right. Because in that moment, in that answer that he gave, the mask was ripped off. And actually they could see clearly what is going on. The mindset, the attitude that underlies all that, which is basically, we know best, you're an idiot, we get to make the decisions, you just have to pay your taxes, we'll take your money, and we make all the decisions. And it's not just actually in relation to education in Virginia. You see, this is their mindset across everything. That's
everything.
Why we've had all these insane lockdowns and the vaccine and everything else going on. We know best. And you can extend it also to what they're trying to do in Congress with these giant bills.
Hey, Steve, the music's on. We got to run. Do you want to hang through the break, come out on the other end with me and do another segment?
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
Oh, good. Okay, so stay with us. Steve Hilton coming back, host of Fox News Channel's The Next Revolution. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've been on the program since November, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat in just the first 3 months and gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all of the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, or cut to the chase. Just join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And then we'll get right back to Steve Hilton. Tangible, among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. And they have been awarded the PNG designation. Less than 1% of precious metals firms will ever have this designation. You cannot buy your way in. You have to be voted in, and it means you're the best of the best in the world. But here's their big advantage for you. Tangible just might have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealer in the country, which means they can afford to give you incredible deals. I told them they got to give all of you, my listeners and fans, an incredible deal. And Tangible agreed to sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price. Who does that? No one, ever, anywhere. Just Tangible. Just say Root, R-O-O-T, when you call Tangible, and you get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible toll-free at 800-300-8441, 800-300-8441. Be sure to say Root to get the best deal on the planet, 800-300-8441. We're back with Steve Hilton. Steve, you're a California guy, and California just voted big to keep Gavin Newsom as governor, and nothing seems to be California. They value illegal aliens over American citizens. You're in the San Francisco area. How bad is it up in Frisco? I hear it's awful. All the pharmacies are looted by people every day.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's something really depressing about the fact that you've got this, you know, literally one of the richest, probably the richest place in the world. If you add up all the billionaires, there's more billionaires here than anywhere else. All this wealth, all this money, all the taxes that they take, and yet it is total squalor on the streets. You see in the subway stations, they call it the BART, and it's just so horrible to see it. The graffiti everywhere, the homelessness, it's totally out of control. And it's just amazing to see that this is the consequence of one-party rule by Democrats, the exact people who constantly go on and on and on about how compassionate they are, about how inhumane the Republicans were and how inhumane Trump is and whatever. And if you want to see inhumanity, if you want to see cruelty, you just have to look at the outcome of Democrat policies in California. That's exactly the reason I started this podcast, California Rebel Base, because the truth is, you've got a lot of people in this state, not just Republicans, who are so frustrated. They feel like, just as you said, nothing's ever going to change. They can see. You don't have to be a genius. You have to look around. And by the way, the people who are doing very well, you know, you've got the people at the top, all the Democrats, the donor class, they're doing fine. They live in the mansions. It's fine for them. They can get their, you know, they sort of drive past the homelessness in their kind of chauffeured Teslas or whatever it is that, by the way, they get subsidies from taxpayers to buy their Teslas so they can virtue signal that how green they are. The whole thing is just grotesque. And regular people in California are fed up with it. The problem is, for years, they've looked and said, well, where's the fight back? Where's the opposition to all this? And it's been really pathetic and weak. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to start this podcast, was to say, no, actually, there's more of us than there are of them. If we just get together, speak with one voice, and start to really expose what's going on. So that's the origin of California Rebel Base.
I don't know if you're going to like this message, but you should have me on your podcast to deliver my message, which is that I escaped from California. I lived there 15 years, mostly in Malibu, and I came to Nevada, and guess what I found out? For all the extra money you pay, like, let's say you're successful, you're doing great, and just give me a round number, you make $1 million a year. In California, you owe $150,000 in state income taxes. In Nevada, you owe zero. What do you get for that extra $150,000? And in 10 years, that's $1.5 million you'd keep. What do you get for it? Nothing. I live here, and I'm telling you, there's nothing that California provides to the people paying taxes that you can't get in Nevada for zero state income tax. There's, matter of fact, my life is
I'll tell you where it goes, because... Right, exactly. And the reason for that is that where does the money go? If you actually look at the... If you follow the money and you look at their accounts... A huge part of it, like, okay, a few years ago, Jerry Brown, before Newsom, Jerry Brown was the governor, he put through a ballot measure that he got behind to raise taxes, and they said, oh, we're going to pay for education. Doesn't that sound great? You know, like,
never
more
does,
tax
right?
increase, pay for
never
education.
Never does.
Well, they did it. You paid the taxes, and you follow where the money goes. It didn't go, it kind of went to education, not into the schools or the classrooms or helping kids. Literally, it goes to pay for pensions, luxury pensions, and luxury healthcare for the teacher unions who are the donors to Jerry Brown and Gavin Newsom, all the Democrats.
Steve,
that's where the money goes. It's unbelievably corrupt.
Steve, you wouldn't believe how hot real estate is in Las Vegas, and every single car in every driveway looking at every house has a California license plate. The entire California is moving here, and that's why, you know, I've got a friend whose house is worth $600,000 like 3 months ago. No, 6 months ago. And today it's worth $900,000. In 3 months to 6 months, the house went up from $600,000 to $900,000 because the entire California is trying to move here. They're in a panic. They've got to get out. They can't afford taxes. I know you got to run. Steve Hilton, host of Fox News Channel's The Next Revolution, host of the podcast California Rebel Base. Steve Hilton, always great to have you on. Thank you, my man.
Great to be with you. See you soon. Cheers.
All right. What a good guy. What a good guy. Well, nice interview, too. Just enjoy having him on. Enjoyable guy. Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. And we will be back for another hour after this break. Website, rootforamerica.com. Email, wayneroot@gmail.com. And, of course, you can get all my reactions and responses to all the news of the day at Getter, G-E-T-T-R, my new version of Twitter, Getter, G-E-T-T-R, or Getter.com, at Wayne Root.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com. 3.